Morning.
Morning. 早上好。
我可能先要开始，就是大家平安，用中文一下，好不好？今天是母亲节，对不对？对，母亲节快乐。请有事母亲可以站起来一下，预备。Let me 再站，不要坐，为你们祷告 ，OK？ Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for these mothers here.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们这些母亲在我们这中间。
We thank you, Lord, for their tremendous love.
主啊，我们感谢他们有真是莫大的爱。
And that love not just come from themselves, but needs to come from you.
这样的爱并不能只能从他们而来，而是从你而来。
So we pray, Lord, that you would bless them.
主啊，我们祷告，你可以来祝福他们。
Draw them close to you.
把他们拉更紧密的拉向你。
And as the worship leader said, help us to focus our eyes on you.
就像我们唱的诗歌一样，让我们就是定睛在你身上。
It can be easily distracted by cries of our children.
我们知道。常常会被我们的孩子的哭闹所分心。
So, Lord, we need more of you.
是吧？我们需要更多的爱。
Thank you, Lord, for these moms.
我们真是为着主，为这样的母亲，这所有的母亲向他感恩。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
基督耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. 感谢主，是有这个机会跟你们敬拜。Yeah, you don't need to translate that. 然后我们就肯定要为我们这 SFC 的 retreat 为他们祷告一下 ，OK？ So 他们今天会回来，然后就为他们的心也是为他们的心的改变 ，OK？ I hope this message is a blessing to the parents here.
我希望今天的信息可以成为父母的祝福。
And if you're not a parent yet, I hope this is a blessing for your relationships.
如果你还不是做父母的，我也希望这可以帮助你，对你的关系有所帮助。
Maybe you still have parents that are alive, and that this would help you in your relationship with your parents.
与你父母的关系。
And perhaps you don't have any parents, but you have discipleship relationships. 门徒的children, okay? Discipleship relationship.
或者你在门训他人，那你们中间有属灵的孩子。
Right. So this morning our passage comes from 2 Corinthians 5:14-21.
今天早上我们的经节，我们是来自哥林多后书五章第14-21节。
So can you stand with me? 一起来站，然后我们是
一
起来用中文念 ，okay?
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。若有人在基督里，下一章。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都是出于神，他凭着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神藉着我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
请坐。Let's pray again.
祷告。
Dear Lord, we are gathered this morning because of you.
主啊，我们今天聚集在一起是因着你。
We could not do any of this by ourselves.
我们除我靠着我们自己，我们不能做一切任何的事情。
So let us be remembered of what Christ has done for us.
主啊，让我们记住基督耶稣为我们所做的。
That because of His great love for us.
因着他莫大的爱。
That He wants to restore or reconcile our relationship with You again.
让我们和你的关系得到和好。
And not only that, but it reminds us of this grace that we so need in our lives.
我们就是让我们提醒我们，我们在生活中所需要的极大的恩典。
So help us to see Your amazing grace for us.
主啊，让我们看到你奇异的恩典。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So for those who might be taking notes. I don't know if anyone here takes notes, but this is the outline of the message.
这边是有我们的今天的讲到的要点。
So it's, the first point is to understand Christ's reconciliation.
第一点就是要了解基督的和好。
The second point is that grace liberates us of our old ways, thoughts, and actions.
第二点就是恩典把我们从我们老我的方法、思想和行为中释放出来。
And the third point is we become ambassadors for Christ.
第三点是我们成为基督的使者。
Okay. And then the main point, just so that you're following along, is parents can only become effective when we understand Christ's reconciliation for us, which liberates our old ways, thoughts, and actions so that we become ambassadors for Christ to our kids.
今天要点就是说我们做父母的只有认识到基督使我们与神和好我们才能从我们老我的方法思想和行为中释放出来在我们的孩子面前成为基督的使者。
Yes. All right. So let's go to our first point. Okay.
我们现在到第一点。
Our first point is to understand Christ's reconciliation. Okay.
第一点是了解基督的和好。
And let me just read this two verses, or we can I'll read this in English, and then Xiaohu can read this in Chinese. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sin against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
我们要先读经节。
要念吗？十八到十九。
一切都是出于神他藉着基督使我们与他和好又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好不将他们的过犯归到他们身上并且将这和好的道理托付了我们
Right, so when we read verses 14 to 16 and then 18 and 19 we read about Christ's love for us
我们当我们读到这些经节的时候我们读到的是基督对我们的爱
and that Christ died for us all And because of Christ's life, death, and resurrection, we are reconciled then to God.
因着基督的生命，他的死亡和他的重生，我们所有人与神和好。
But have you ever asked why? Why he would do this? Why is there a need to be reconciled? What did I do wrong in this relationship with God?
你有没有问过，就是为什么神要这样做？就是我们到底做了什么，实际上神让我们。要这样对我们。
And so verse 19 writes, because of our sins are counted against us.
19节说, 因为我们自己的罪。
Yeah, our sin separates us from God.
我们的罪把我们从和神分别开来。
And we couldn't get rid of it by ourselves, only God can do it.
我们自己并不能使我们的罪成为消灭我们的罪，只有神才可以。
And so a lot of times you come into church and we speak this, it's called Christianese.
我们来到教会的时候我们常常听到有个词叫做基督教。
So it's kind of like we use all these big words and then you read all these big words and what do they mean?
我们听到这些听起来很高大上的词我们常常其实并不明白这些词的意思
And so if you're here for the very first time or you've been to church for so long but we kind of need a refresher course of what these words mean
如果我们做基督徒太久了以后我们常常需要来回想这些词到底是什么意思
So I'm going to define some of these words for us, right? So grace, 恩典
所以我们会重新来，我们来查考这些词的意思。
Okay, so grace is the unmerited favor of God toward man.
恩典就是神对人的喜爱，但是这个喜爱是人不配得的。
Yeah, it means someone else paying the punishment and price that we deserved.
就是别人承受了你和我应得的惩罚。
And a lot of times people get grace confused with mercy.
很多时候我们把恩典和怜悯混淆了。
Mercy is defined as the compassion or forgiveness shown toward someone.
怜悯是在我们人能力所达到的范围之内选择惩罚的时候，而选择对别人同情或者赦免。
Yeah, so it sounds the same, but it looks different.
听起来虽然一样，但是还是有不同的地方。
Let me give you an example.
那我给你两个例子。
Okay, so for those who drive cars.
对开车的弟兄姐妹来说
，You might speed sometimes.
你可能
开太快了。Okay.
有时候你可能会超速。
然后有时候有警察会看到你开太快了 ，right? So there's sometimes you drive too fast, and the police cop sees you drive too fast. So he comes up to you, he asks you for your what proof of insurance and your registration. Oh, some people know. Okay, so that means maybe you got pulled over before. Okay, so that's good.
就是你超速的时候，警察会把你拦下，然后会要你的driver license， 就是然后还会给你一个警告。
Yeah, so you hand it to them, and then he goes, "Mercy is this." Let me just give you a warning this time. Just try not to drive so fast.
怜悯是这样的，就是警察本来该给你个罚单，但是他给了你一个警告，口头警告。
Right. Grace is different. This means that the cop will take out money from his wallet and write you the ticket and then pay for that ticket.
恩典就不同，恩典还更进一步，就是警察不仅把你拦下你以后给了一张罚单，同时他自己帮你付了这个罚单。
Okay, hopefully you see the difference between mercy and grace. Mercy is, just don't do it again, I let you go. But grace means there's something owed. And so the police officer will pay that on your behalf, right?
我希望你可以看到这两者不同，就是怜悯只是说，本该给你罚单，但是给了你警告。但恩典就是更进一步，就是连本，他会帮你付上你该付的代价。
Okay, so the next word is liberate. Means someone has been set free from something.
下一个词叫释放，就是让某人摆脱某些东西。
Okay, for us as followers of Christ, we've been set free from the penalty of sin.
对我们基督徒来说，这意味着就是我们要摆脱罪的惩罚，就是指死亡。
And we've been set free also from the power of sin.
我们也摆脱罪的权势。
Okay, so we're no longer held in chains. These chains are broken.
我们就是不再是罪的奴隶。
Okay, this third word is called reconciliation, and it's all over this passage. It's probably mentioned about 4 or 5 times.
在这段经节中有常常提到这个字出现了很多次，就是和好。
And so reconciliation means you have a restored relationship or friendly relations.
和好的意思就是要恢复关系。
This means that, let's say, a judge and there's a convicted person, right? So there's a judge up here and usually a convicted person down there.
做一个比方，就是一个法官和一个被告，有一个法官，一个被告。
What that means is that the judge wants to have a relationship with the convicted person.
这和好意思就是说，这个法官要和被告建立一个私人的关系。
Okay, so instead of making a decision like a judge and say that you're guilty, what he's trying to say is reconciliation. I want to be in a relationship with you, and I want to help you to get better.
就是这个法官并不是简单的就是说你有罪，而是他想要和这个被告建立一个更紧密的私人的关系。
Okay, so the reasons why I wanted to define these three things was one is to have a general understanding of them.
我们今天定义这些词的原因有三个，第一个就是我们要对他们有个大致的了解。
Number two is to pause and reflect and remember what we have been given.
第二个就是原因，就是因为我们需要有时需要暂停下来，来反思神给我们这些。
And then third is to spur us into action to live for Christ, for our children, and those around us.
第三点原因就是因为 我们需要反思这些，来激动我们行动起来，为基督而活，影响我们的孩子和我们周围的人。
Okay, so let me continue to talk about grace some more. Okay.
我想再多谈一些恩典。
Right. So maybe you've heard of this. Maybe you haven't. If you've seen these words, you probably have listened to a pastor, speaker, author named John Piper.
我不知道你有没有听到这些，但是也许会听说过一个叫做 John Piper 的牧师。
And so these are some words that you may not have seen before. Okay. So first one is past grace.
第一个词叫做 past grace, 叫以德的恩典。
Okay, which means that we have already received this, okay, as believers received life and death, okay, because of Christ. Okay, we receive forgiveness because of life, Jesus' life, death, and resurrection.
这就是代表就是说已经发生过事情，就是我们已经得到的恩典，就是耶稣的降生、死亡和复活所带来的赦免。
Okay, then there's future grace. It's guaranteed place for us to go to, right? A heaven. If we are a child of God, we'll go to heaven one day. That's future grace. We haven't received it yet.
还有一个就是将来的恩典，就是我们还未得到的。这个就是代表着是我们作为神的孩子，将来有得永生的确据。
But this morning, I want to talk to us about present grace.
今天早上我们的重点就是要讲现在现今的恩典。
It's the work of God, a work of Christ.Through us right now.
就是耶稣的基督的工在我们现在所做成的事情。
Right? So let me start talking about this. So many parents, we believe in the gospel of God's grace, right? We believe in grace.
很多的父母就相信就是上帝的恩典。
But for some reason, this grace, we can't seem to find it when we're very exhausted and tired.
就是当我们很疲惫的时候，我们非常我们时常感觉不到上帝的恩典。
We can't find this grace when we get very angry at our child for doing something wrong.
就当我们孩子做错事的时候，我们非常愤怒的时候，我们也不会感受不到这样的恩典。
Or we fail in this grace when we don't have the wisdom to know how to talk with our child.
就当我们就是缺乏足够的智慧和我们孩子还交通的时候。
You come to church, you hear about grace.You sing about amazing grace.
你来到教会中，你听到关于恩典的讲道，你也听到过关于奇异恩典这首歌诗歌。
But for some reason, this grace doesn't seem like it applies to me right now. I can't seem to find this grace when I need it the most.
可是我们常常感到这些恩典好像跟我们生活没有关系。
See, this grace reaches us in our present tense as well.
这样的恩典其实在现在的时候也与我们同在。
This grace reaches us in our darkest moments.
在我们最黑暗的时候，它也时刻与我们同在。
When we have feeling insecure or we have an inability.
当我们感到不安全还有无力的时候。
When we walk down the hall or when we walk down the stairs and we're like, ah, I just blew it with my kids.
当我们就是常常就是觉得我们跟我们孩子关系搞砸的时候
and the same grace is with us when our child is really rebellious and hard-hearted and we have no idea what to do so we're like oh.
这样的恩典即使在我们的孩子叛逆的时候也与我们同在
yet the same present grace is the grace that we have when we wake up in the morning and allows us to sleep at night
这样的恩典是让我们早上唤醒我们晚上让我们安然睡觉的这样的恩典。
So what is it?
这是什么呢？
It's God's grace. It's His amazing grace.
这是上帝的恩典，是他的恩典。
All right, so if you're a parent here, join with me. All right, so let me pause a moment. Let's take a deep breath. All right, let's take a deep breath.
如果你是做父母的，让我们先暂停一下，让我们深呼吸。
And sometimes I remember this. I remember driving, okay, as a child to church.And for some reason, we would always have arguments before going to church. And so when I get to church, I would have to pretend that everything is great. And I'd come home, I would come to church, and I'd walk in, I would smile, and everyone would be happy, right? I don't know if this happens to you or not, but this is what the Liang family did when I was like 8 or 9 years old, because we would always 在路上吵架 okay?
就是当 Pastor Mike 在他小时候，他们一家去教会的路上有争吵的时候， 他们来到教会，他们会觉得时常表现到好像什么事情都没发生一样。
So if that happened to you today, this morning, or happened to you this week, let's pause and let's breathe in and exhale. Right? Breathe in. And this time, when you exhale, say grace. Grace. Okay, let me try that again. Breathe in and exhale grace. Grace. Okay, good, good, good. Okay. All right, so here are six things that God's grace gives us. Okay, so the first one is God's grace works to open our eyes to see ourselves as parents accurately. So before I was a parent, I was pretty nervous.
在我成为父母之前，一个父亲之前，我非常紧张。
Yeah, I was full of anxiety. But thankfully, Maddie, our daughter, is we're just so blessed by her.
我充满焦虑，但是感谢主，神赐给我Pastor Mike 和吉妮 Maddie， 她是他们的喜乐。
Yeah, so for Jeannie and I, she is our delight. She's mostly like her mom, which means she's very sweet and nice.
大多时间 Maddie 就和性格和吉妮一样，非常甜蜜，就每个人都很友好。
But as she grows older, I'm discovering more about myself.
但是当她长大的时候，发现其实她的性格里面也有我的一部分。
I'm the law keeper and the self-righteous person in the family.
我是其实一个律法主义者，还有自以为意的一个人。
As I'm disciplining her and getting upset, you know, because she does something wrong, like take markers and draw all over our new carpet.
其实我在发现我在教导她的时候，当她因为她做错事会感到沮丧，比如说她在我们的新地毯上画画的时候。
My whole being, like, it cringes. It's like,why didn't you just draw on the floor?
我会表现得不耐烦、烦躁，还有愤怒。
I get irritated, and then I get angry, and then I don't have any gentleness in me.
其实我其实发现我缺少温柔的心。
I discovered that I'm actually more like my children than like God.
我发现其实我更像我的孩子，但而不像上帝。
My real hope is that I would address them as a sinner and in need of grace.
我觉得我需要用这样的态度来对待这样。我是一个需要恩典的罪人，来对 Maddie， 他是另外一个需要恩典的罪人。
Yeah, so it's to confront or to comfort a person who's in need of grace. Okay, second point. God's grace frees us from having to deny our weaknesses.
神的恩典释放我们，使我们承认。
One of the great things I like about reading the Bible, okay, not a plug for Bible Reading Club, but one of the good reasons why I like reading the Bible is that it never denies reality.
我喜欢这样一个事实，就是，我们读圣经并不需要否认我们的现实。
I mean, if you think about it, if you read the Bible, when you read all the stories, all those people are not perfect.
你读圣经的时候，你发现没有一个完美的人
，right? God never asks us to be a super parent or a perfect parent.
神从来不要求我们成为一个完美或者是超级父母。
God allows us to see who we are and that we're willing to confess our faults.
神允许我们看到我们是谁，并且愿意承认我们自己的错误。
So whether you're Asian or like me, Asian American, this is really hard to do sometimes.
就是不论你是亚洲人，或者是像 Pastor Mike， 他是亚裔美国人，这都其实都很难做到。
It's so cultural for us to save face，
因为在亚洲文化里面，爱面子是在骨子里的文化。
Rather than to extend grace，
而不是要把恩典延伸出去。
It's so easy to honor ourselves， right？ It's so easy to honor ourselves sometimes rather than honoring God。
我们很容易荣耀自己，给自己荣耀，而很少把荣耀给神。
And sometimes we honor ourselves through the way our child behaves.
我们甚至有时候通过我们的孩子来荣耀自己。
If our child is behaving so well, we look pretty good, right? Look, I'm dressed up in this suit and tie, and I'm.
如果我的孩子做得很好了，我感到非常骄傲。你看，我真是很有面子。
Even the Apostle Paul, right? He writes in Philippians 3, 4, from 5, he says, you know, before I knew Christ, I oriented my whole life around these sinful things, these sinful desires.
其实圣徒保罗他在腓立比书三章第四到五节也提到他在肉体里的荣耀，在他在他以前的时候，他的在世俗上面的骄傲。
So I want to say, it's okay not to be perfect.
所以我想说的是说，不完美是可以的。
It's okay to feel exposed, to feel ashamed of something you did wrong.
如果你对你所做的事情感到羞耻，也是可以的。
Let me say that it really never works if you're a mom and dad who is more righteous than your kids, or more righteous than everyone else around you.
对一个妈妈或者爸爸来说，表现得比没有比你的孩子更加公义也是可以的。
That means if you're always saying how you would never do this, you never ever, you know, well, anyways, there's so many examples of it, right? But if you never do that, I would have never done that.
就是我们做父母呢，其实有的时候好像表现的比我们真实的自我更加公义，我们会让孩告诉我们孩子说不要做这个，不要做那个。
But actually, my hope is that we would be parents and say, you know what?I'm a sinner just like you. And what I did, you know, I yelled at you. Maybe I even told you to do something, but I myself keep doing it. I'm sorry for that.
我希望就是我们可以跟孩子说，我常常对你大吼大叫，其实我对此感到非常抱歉。
Because if you're not teaching that to your children, what you're teaching is that they only have to be perfect. But if we teach them that I also am in need, I am a sinner, and that you can pray for mommy, you can pray for daddy, okay, especially pray for me, it enables you to show them that you are weak and that we need Jesus. We need Jesus together.
与其教养我们的孩子成为一个完美的人，我们也可以跟我们的孩子说你也可以为你的父母来祷告，因为我们也是罪人。
And as Asians, it helps us to say, I'm tired of saving face. I just need God's grace.
作为从亚洲文化长大的，我们也可以对我们说，我们可以摆脱这样的爱面子文化，我们需要神的恩典。
Okay, God's grace rescues us. Third point, God's grace rescues us from ourselves.
第三点是神的恩典来拯救我们。
Right, so when we get upset, when we get discouraged, when we get frustrated, you know, as a parent, we don't need to be rescued from our kids. We need to be rescued from ourselves. Amen?
就是当我们感到对我们孩子感到沮丧、愤怒的时候，我们其实并不需要从孩子中拯救出来，我们需要从我们自己
Yeah, what we need to recognize that what comes out of us, right, when we say this or when we do something, it's actually already in our hearts. It's in our hearts.
其实我们要意识到从我们口中所出的其实已经在我们的心里面。
Our actions are a result of our sinful nature.
我们的行为是我们的罪性的表现。
For some reason, we think that reacting to sin with sin is good.
有时候我们常常觉得就是以罪来对待罪是可以的。
Actually, reacting with sin to sin is actually creates more sin.
其实我们用罪来对待罪其实会创造更多的罪。
Right? So we need to confess that our bad actions don't bring our kids closer to God, but actually repel them from God.
我们要承认就是我们的罪并不能把孩子更紧密地带到神的面前，而是把他们从神那边推离出来。
And it actually doesn't just repel them from God; they actually are repelled by us.
就是他们不是被神所推开，而是被我们自己从神面前。
I don't know if you remember from our last parenting sermon, but I asked you 5 questions to capture the heart.
在去年的时候 ，Pastor Mike 给我们分享了有五个问题来。
Right, so instead of getting angry, I asked you to ask 5 questions, right? I don't know, how many, did anyone try that?
有人还记得这去年所讲的关于问自己五个问题吗？
Let me try to refresh you. So what happened here?
第一个就是发生了什么事情。
What were you thinking and feeling as it was happening?
当你这件事情发生的时候，你当时在想和你感受是什么
？So what did you do in response?
作为回应，你做了什么
？Why did you do it?
你为什么要做这件事情
？And what was the result?
这结果是什么
？I don't know if you remember that. You probably didn't. You probably remember the story of the two little boys, right? And what I saw, and someone took.Right, the younger boy took the older boy's car, right? And so the older boy got angry and he hit him. Okay, maybe not like that, but he hit him, right?
我不知道你还记不记得我讲了关于两个男孩的故事，就是弟弟从哥哥那里把车抢走了，哥哥就是打了弟弟。
And so the question is, so what happened here? Oh, so-and-so took my car.
问题就是说到发生了什么事情？弟弟说哥哥说弟弟把我的车拿走。
So what were you thinking and feeling? He took my car.
你当时在想什么？他把我的车给拿走了。这哥哥说。
So how did you respond? I hit him.
你的回应是什么？这哥哥的回答是就是我打了他。
Why did you do it? It's my car.
你为什么要做这样事情呢？哥哥说是因为这是我的车。
And so I said, what was the result? I said, well, later on, this is the person who's going to hit his wife. This is the dad who is going to drag his son or daughter into the room and hit them.
这样后果就是这是一个以后可能会打别人的一个丈夫或者是一个父亲。
You know, I was reminded, I was writing this of a story found in Genesis.
我在准备这篇讲道的时候，发现在《创世纪》里面发生的故事。
It was an interaction between God and Adam and Eve.
这是神和亚当和夏娃之间的对话。
Do you guys remember this story?
你们不知道，你们还记不记得这件故事
？So Adam eats the fruit, right? And he blames it on his wife, and then the wife blames it on the serpent, and then, right? But before that, right? After they ate it.What do? They hide. 躲猫猫 right? Just hide.
就是在亚当和夏娃吃了禁果以后，他们就开始躲起来。
And if you think about the interaction, guess what the Father God does? Where are you?
如果你记一个对话的话，天父问的是说你在哪里
？What did you do?
你做了什么
？Why did you do it?
你为什么会做这件事情
？Why did you do it?
为什么你做这件事情
？Why do you have those clothes？
你为什么会有这样的衣服在你身上
？But it's really interesting to see how God says those clothes aren't good enough. Let me make clothes to cover you up. Cover you up. Take the sin away. Let me take care of that.
神对他们说：“其实你们身上衣服并不够。”让我来做这件衣服来遮盖你。
It's a good reminder of how we need to be parents.
就是对我们作为父母的一个很好的提醒。
Okay, fourth point. God grace changes and grows us as a parent.
第四点就是神的恩典在我们身上增长并在我们做父母的时候改变我们。
Well, thankfully, we are all God's work in progress.
感谢主，其实我每一个人都是神正在做的工。
Although the power of sin is broken through Christ, the presence of sin remains.
虽然罪的势力已经在基督里面被破坏、so、被打败，但是罪仍然在这里。
So with God's help and the leading of the Holy Spirit through prayer, through God's word, we hope that God will deliver us when sin tries to grab a hold of us.
通过神的帮助和圣灵带领，我们希望可以神把我们从这罪中带领出来。
I hope as parents that we view our time with our kids not as just me teaching my child something.
我们希望我们做父母的回想的时候，并不只是说我教了我的孩子做了什么。
But as my child does all these things that I might get upset with, that it is God using this child to teach me about myself of how I need him more.
就是当孩子做错事的时候，并不是说我们眼光并不仅仅放在孩子做错什么，而是神通过这些事来改变我们。
I'll talk a little bit more about that in our second point. The fifth point is God's grace works to make our hearts tender.
第五点就是神让我们的神的恩典让我们的心更加柔和。
You know, one of the things I often really think about is how I speak to my child.
我常常想到一个件事，就是我怎么样和我的孩子对话。
You know, am I speaking to Maddie with a tender heart?
我和 Maddie 对话的时候有没有一个温柔的心？
You know, am I sympathetic to her?
我有同情，有没有同情心？
Why is because I was raised as a hard-hearted child.
为什么呢？因为对 Pastor Mike 自己来说，他从小是在一种很硬心的很硬的文化里面长大。
I was raised out of what Americans call tough love.
用一句话就说Pastor Mike 从小是在虎爸虎妈的爱中长大。
What this means is, boys, you never cry. You never show pain when it hurts.
就是意味着男孩从来不要哭，即使在痛的时候也不要显得很痛苦。
If you're saying that doesn't sound right to raise your child as a hard-hearted child, you're right.
如果你觉得这样的教育不是很对的话，那我觉得你就对了。
It's wrong to teach them to be hard-hearted.
这样的教育方式其实是错误的。
We don't naturally teach our kids to be hard-hearted, right?
我们并不是有意地培养我们的孩子成为有一个坚硬的心。
We teach this unintentionally.
我们是在无意中就开始做这样的事情。
And what happens is this tension is created between the parent and the child.
就是当这种其实这样在孩子和父母之间创造一种张力。
Let me show you how this happens. Sorry, so how this happens.
让我来展示是怎样开始的。
Usually, the parent asks the child to change and be better.
通常就是父母让孩子就说你要做得更好，你要改变。
While the parents, we don't hold ourselves to the same standard.
其实做父母的并没有同样的标准来要求自己。
Really? Stop yelling!
做父母的是非大声对孩子说，你不要再吵了。
You got that, right? Okay. You understand, hopefully. Maybe that does never happens to you guys. Okay.
也许对你从来没有发生过。
Here's...Another example.
另外一个例子。
Don't you realize that people are more important than electronics are more important than people? Send.
父母一边玩手机一边对孩子说你意识到人比手机更重要吗？
Do you guys get that one? Do you understand that point? Yeah. Okay. Hopefully you do. If you don't, please come and talk to me, and I'll try to explain why.Ultimately, what happens is because we say something, but then we don't do it ourselves. What happens is there's friction between the parent and the child.
最重要的是我们说的和我们做的不一致，这样就创造一种张力。
And what happens is this child actually loses respect for the parents.
最后是就是孩童就是孩子对父母失去尊重。
You're telling me what to do, but you don't do it?
你让我做这件事情，但是你同时你做的是另外一套。
You're such a hypocrite.
你是一个非常虚伪的人。
They may not say that to you, okay? Because usually Asian families don't get to that point. No, just kidding. Somehow we get passive aggressive and then we start pointing fingers and yelling at each other.
也许孩子并不表面上对你说，但是他心里面其实有这样的感觉。
So,I need to ask this of my child. Is daddy tender-hearted to you? Am I sympathetic to you?
所以我们需要问我们的孩子，就是我有一颗温柔的心吗？我有对你表现出同情吗？
I wonder what how she will really respond.
我常常会想，就是说那孩子怎么样会回应我？
Okay, sixth point. God's grace liberates us from being.In a prison of regret.
第六点是神的恩典把我们从我们的懊悔当中所释放出来。
One of the beautiful things about God's grace is that it welcomes fresh starts.
神的恩典最美妙的事情之一就是说让我们重新开始。
A lot of parents are usually we're paralyzed by what ifs and if only, right? What if I would have done this instead of this? If only I would have just said this earlier.
我们做父母常常在处在这样一些悔闹懊悔当中，就是如果我做了这件事情，或者是如果我没做这件事情，会怎么样
？Guess what? We all make mistakes.
其实我们每个人都会犯错。
That's guaranteed.
但是其实是保证的，一定会发生的。
And no matter how old we are as parents.
不管我们做父母做了多久。
Yeah, one good thing is regret is a sign of a humble heart.
其实懊悔代表你有一颗谦卑的心。
However.Regret can be dangerous and debilitating.
但是同时懊悔又非常危险。
See, what happens is we regret renders us to be timid.
活在懊悔当中就会让我们变得非常胆小。
It kidnaps our courage and it steals our hope and it drags the past into the future.
就把我们的勇气给绑架了，就是偷走了我们的盼望。也把我们过去所发生的事情带到我们的将来当中。
And the biggest regret or the biggest scariest thing about regret is that we can regret by forgetting the cross.
其实最大的就是懊悔最大的悲剧就是我们懊悔自己忘记了十字架。
You see how that works? For some of you, you may not see this, but if you have a for those who get easily depressed or those who start putting all this weight on yourself, what happens is it pushes so much pressure on you that you break.
就是我们但是把我们给我们自己加了太重的担子的时候我们就会破碎。
And you start thinking about this and you start thinking about this and what you could do and what you can't do and what you should do and what happens isThis barrier, this wall develops, and you no longer see Jesus, and you no longer see God anymore.
就是在你脑海中里面，你想各种各样的可能性，其实是在你和基督之间竖起来一束很大的墙。
And that's what I love about certain authors. When we think about Isaiah, right, Isaiah chapter 40, it says, "You will soar on wings like eagles."Right? It says, even Jews grow tired and weary. Right? But those who find strength, they find strength in the Lord, right? They will soar on wings of eagles, right? So this allows us to get across this and to see Jesus again.
就是在以赛亚书四十章说，他说，其实我们会如鹰展翅上腾，也不会感到疲倦，就是把我们从把这些懊悔当中带到靠近耶稣基督。
And so we need to remember the cross. The cross has taken all our guilt and shame.
所以我们会需要记住十字架。十字架把我们所有的懊悔和羞愧都拿走。阿门。
All right, here's our second point.
这是我们第二点。
So I talked about this earlier, but it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ,He is a new creation, and the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here.
这十七节是若有人在基督里，他就是新造人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Like everything else, God calls. He doesn't call parents because they're able to be parents.
神呼召我们成为父母，并不是因为我们有能力。
It's quite the opposite, actually.
其实恰好相反。
When we read the Bible, we see a lot of God calling people.To do very important things, yet they weren't able to do it.
当我们其实读圣经的时候，其实神呼召很多人去做很重要的事情，但是他们其实并没有能力去做。
Why is that? Well, because there's no human that is able to do it.
为什么呢？因为其实没有一个有能力的人。
There's no super, again, as I said, super or perfect parent out there.
就是没有超级或者是完美的父母。
So quit hitting yourselves over the head or thinking that you're inadequate because it's true. We're unable to do it.
就是当你感到就是无能为力的时候不要去就是 好像不能接受这个事实。
And if you can get that to the point, that's a good point to start.
如果你意识自己到无能为力的时候，其实那是一个非常好的开始。
Because when you get to that point, I hope that you can no longer see yourselves as I'm able to do it on my own strength, but I am in need of God to do everything.
当你达到那一个时候，说明你就是并不代表意识到自己没有能力，而你需要神的恩典。
And the reason why God is doing this is not so that you become a better or more perfect parent.
神做这样的事情并不是让我们成为一个更好的或者是完美的父母。
It's so that he wants to build that relationship with you. Do you get it? He wants all this so that he says, will you come to me for help? Will you come and pray? Will you come and say, I'm in need of Jesus? I want you to have this relationship, this friendship with me so that we can talk about it.
就是神期望就是你来靠近他，而是 对他说，我需要向神祷告，我更需要神的恩典。
Because what we usually do is, I'm going to do this myself. I can do this. You know, I'm going to write down, you know, all the things I need to do tomorrow. I'm going to prepare all the things. And not to say that's wrong, but we try to do everything ourselves instead of, God, will you please help me? Will you please help me, especially with my child?
我们常常做人的就是本性就是我们需要依靠自己，而不是依靠神。
And in this verse, Paul actually makes four statements.
在这个经节里面，保罗做了四个陈述。
The first one is that we belong to Christ.
第一点就是我们属于基督。
We're God's children and we are raising up God's children.
我们是神的子女，我们在喂养神的子女。
The second is we live in Christ's power.
我们是在基督里的权势当中活着。
We find strength only in God's power.
我们在神的能力中找到能力。
Right? He is the Almighty One. He is the Miracle Maker. He is the Omnipotent One.
他是那大能者，他是奇迹的，他可以创造奇迹，他也是全能的。
He makes a statement that we are united with Christ.
第三点就是我们与基督联合。
God lives in you. He is greater that is in you than that is outside.
神在我们中间活着。比在外面更大。
And the fourth point is, we are part of the body of Christ.
第四点就是我们是基督的肢体的一部分。
We're not in this life by ourselves.
我们并不是单独自己一个人活着。
God is there.
神在那里。
And so are other brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们在基督里的弟兄姐妹也。
For the younger parents out there, there are a lot of very wise older parents here.Go and meet with them. Have lunch with them. Have a meal with them. Have a coffee with them. Hey, can you help me with this? I want to learn. I want to glean on your wisdom. Can you teach me what has worked with you and your son? What has worked with you and your daughter?
就是对年轻的父母，我们有很多年长的有智慧的父母，我们应该跟他们向他们学习，和他们多多交通，在主内交通，从他们那里学习做父母的经验。
Because what this verse is saying, because we're being in Christ, it should bring a radical change in our lives.
这个经节所说的就是说，因为我们在基督里，所以在我们生活中有一个极大的改变。
Whatever we valued, whatever we learned before, however we behaved, it's totally different because of what God has done through Christ.
不管我们以前的价值观或我们以前怎么表现，但是在基督里，我们都会现在都全部都改变了。
Some of you might think that you were already a pretty good person. You were already a pretty good parent. But you still found everything in Christ.
对有的人来说，他也许你觉得自己已经很好的人，很好的父母，但是你仍然需要在基督里找到一个完全。
For others that were like myself, bad people, we really needed Jesus.
对我们做基督徒的，我们都是坏的，很坏人，我们需要我们急需要基督
to change our old ways to our new ways. Oh wow, it's time.
把我们从旧的方式中改变。
So let me end with this, since I'm going way too far, and I apologize. But one of the nice things about the spring is that you get to see butterflies flying.
让我做一个例子，就是蝴蝶，关于蝴蝶。
How many of you live as butterflies?
多少人有看过蝴蝶？
And how many of you live as caterpillars?
多少人看过毛毛虫？
How many of you are flying like butterflies who are still hiding in your cocoons.
有多少人你们成为蝴蝶，但是仍然在你们茧中里面被桎梏。
I mean, how many of you are caterpillars thinking about being a butterfly, but you're really a butterfly?
我们当中有多少人，我们是毛毛虫，但是我们想成为蝴蝶，但是其实我们仍然是毛毛虫。
All right, let me close in prayer since I'm going way too beyond what I had. So let me pray for us.
我们低头祷告。
Dear Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you love us.
耶稣基督，我们感谢你爱我们。
And you want a relationship with us. That's why you sent your Son, your one and only Son, to die in our stead.
主啊，你为我们建立关系，把你唯一的儿子耶稣基督送到世上，为我们罪而死。
We pray that would change us so that we would know how to be used by you.
我们祷告，你可以用这样来改变我们。
To love our children just as you loved us.
爱我们的孩子，像你爱我们一样。
So be with us. We pray this in Christ's name.
我们以耶稣基督奉祷告，阿门。
Amen. Sorry, I went long. I need to go through some.